Launched in 2015, the new New York broadband program began a plan to deploy high-speed internet across the state. Phase 3 provides $209.7 million in funding to complete 43 projects in 8 regions of the state. Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Plattsburgh Wednesday to announce that the North Country will receive the bulk of funding in the last phase of the project.
When we started this program just a few years ago, 20% of the North Country had internet access. 20% had internet access. Round one, it went to 80%. Round two, it went to 86%. Now with round three, 100% internet access for the North Country. This is the first state in the United States of America to have 100% internet access for the entire state. And I think that's going to be an incentive for companies all across the world to come to New York.
The Democrat noted the total investment in the North Country will be over $103.5 million.
You get the most money from any of the other regions. Doesn't mean I necessarily love you more, although I may. It is because the North Country was harder to cover, and that's why the state had to invest more to get that coverage. And the better the North Country does, the better the upstate does, the better the state as a whole does.
Republican State Senator Betty Little of the 45th District is pleased to see that broadband access will soon be fully realized. But she says there's more to be accomplished to enhance cell coverage.
Broadband and cell coverage is not something that's just nice to have. It's something that is essential for health, for safety, and for our economy. And we will never have any growth in the North Country if we don't have cell coverage and broadband. To say we're getting $100 million to help complete the coverage that will really get us to the finish line.
115th District Democratic Assemblyman D. Billy Jones says 100% high-speed broadband will fulfill needs across all sectors.
We need broadband and high-speed internet in every function, every day of our lives. As far as education, small business, agriculture, our farmers need to be in real time now. That's important for our economy up here in the North Country. And I'm just so happy that we can deliver this. I don't think we'll actually realize what a big deal this is until 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
GOP Assemblyman Dan Steck of the 114th District expects it will be 2019 before some of his constituents have access to high-speed broadband.
He's basically saying there's a plan and the funding is adequate and we will get to 100. So now it's just the details, but you know, he made the pledge that we'll be at 100%. And so I want to satisfy myself that that means all the gaps that I'm aware of in my district are either they know about and they've got a plan to cover them, or they are working on a plan to cover them.
When completed, state officials say 99.9% of New Yorkers will have access to 100 megabytes per second or greater speed broadband. The state has begun taking bids. The majority of the work is expected to take 1 year to complete, although some areas may take until 2019 to access broadband. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.